Sales were up. And then we had a chat with the farmers and we said, we're really serious about this, but they didn't actually believe us. So we thought, okay, what should we do? I know, if we can create a campaign around one product and show them there is local loyalty to that product, maybe they'll change their mind and see we're serious. So we launched a campaign, because it just amuses me, called Every Egg Matters. And what we did was we put people on our egg map. It's a stylized map of Todmorden. Anybody that's selling their excess eggs at the garden gate, perfectly legally, to their neighbours, we stuck on there. We started with four. And we've now got 64 on. And the result of that was that people were then going into shops asking for a local Todmorden egg. And the result of that was some farmers upped the amount of flock they got of free-range birds, and then they went on to meat birds. And although these are really, really small steps, that increasing local economic confidence is starting to play out in a number of ways. And we now have farmers doing cheese, and they've upped their flocks of rare breed pigs. They're doing pasties and pies and things that they would have never have done before. We've got increasing market stalls selling local food, and in a survey that local students did for us, 49% of all food traders in that town said that their bottom line had increased because of what we were actually doing. And we're just volunteers and it's only an experiment. Now, none of this is rocket science. It certainly is not clever and it's not original, but it is joined up and it is inclusive. This is not a movement for those people that are going to sort themselves out anyway. This is a movement for everyone. We have a motto: if you eat, you're in. Across age, across income, across culture. It's been really quite a rollercoaster experience. But going back to that first question that we asked, is it replicable? Yeah. It most certainly is replicable. More than 30 towns in England now are spinning the incredible edible plates. Whichever way they want to do it, they're of their own volition, they're trying to make their own lives differently. And worldwide, we've got communities across America and Japan. It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, what can you say? America and Japan and New Zealand. People, after the earthquake in New Zealand, visited us in order to incorporate some of this public spiritedness around local growing into the heart of Christchurch. And none of this takes more money, and none of this demands a bureaucracy. But it does demand that you think things differently and you are prepared to bend budgets and work programmes in order to create that supportive framework that communities can bounce off. And there's some great ideas already in our patch. Our local authority has decided to make everywhere incredible edible, and in support of that have decided to do two things. First, they're going to create an asset register of spare land that they've got, put it in a food bank so that communities can use that wherever they live, and they're going to underpin that with a license. And then they said to every single one of their workforce, if you can, help those communities grow and help them maintain their spaces. Suddenly, we're seeing actions on the ground from local government. We're seeing this mainstreamed. We are responding creatively at last to what Rio demanded of us. And there's lots more you could do. I mean, just to list a few. One, please stop putting prickly plants around public buildings. It's a waste of space. Secondly, please create edible landscapes so that our children start to walk past their food day in, day out, on our high streets, in our parks, wherever that might be. Inspire local planners to put the food sites at the heart of the town and the city plan, not relegate them to the edges of the settlements that nobody can see. Encourage all our schools to take this seriously. This isn't a second-class exercise. If we want to inspire the farmers of tomorrow, then please let us say to every school, create a sense of purpose around the importance of the environment, local food and soils. Put that at the heart of your school culture and you will create a different generation. There are so many things you can do, but ultimately this is about something really simple. Through an organic process, through an increasing recognition of the power of small actions, we are starting at last to believe in ourselves again. And to believe in our capacity, each and every one of us, to build a different and a kinder future. And in my book, that's incredible. Thank you.